few top five matches in the state. Head coach Jeff Kelly jumping on. Coach Kelly, good evening. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, doing good, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great, Coach. Man, can't tell you how excited we are of this team. 10-1, they're going to be on the road. You know, I'm excited about this. But, Coach, I know we're just happy things are ready to go. You're clear for tomorrow night. Been a crazy week. And how are you feeling this evening?
You know, we've had a couple crazy weeks.
Right.
To be honest with you. You know, so it's kind of normal, it seems like. We've had a really good week of practice. Our kids have shown a lot of maturity throughout the season, you know. You know, there seems like there's been a, you know, each and every week, you know, you go and you take that team's best shot, and you got to be ready to go each and every week. But no, our guys have had a good week. They understand, you know, what time of the year it is and what's on the line each and every Friday night. And, you know, every Friday night in November, you know, you got two teams hit the field and they want the same thing. They're, you know, both, you know, fighting and scratching and clawing for the football life and you know, trying to find a way to get to next week. And so, you know, really proud of our coaches and players just for, you know, having a great week of practice preparing. Got a big challenge coming up, playing a very good Hillcrest team. You know, one of the best defenses in the state. Jamie Mitchell up there, the head coach, is, you know, only a few years in our state, but, you know, he's coached many, many years over in Mississippi and Arkansas and won a ton of games. And, you know, we went up there and played him last year and was just one of the most physical games that we've been a part of. And, you know, but our guys are looking forward to going back. And we ended our season up there last year and, you know, had some guys returning, and I think they're looking forward to a chance to get up there, you know, tomorrow night and go to work and see what happens. You know, so we're looking forward to tomorrow without a doubt.
Well, Coach, you played at home last week, and, you know, the emotions with the players at practice this week and getting ready now that you're going to take a road trip. And you're playing a team that you lost to last year on the practice field this week. How has the emotions been with these guys?
You know, we had a very physical game last Friday against Wetumpka. We had a big win. You know, Monday was probably left a little bit to be desired from that standpoint. But, you know, I thought Tuesday and Wednesday were probably two of the best practices we've had all year. And, you know, so you walk off that field Wednesday, and that's really kind of your last work day. And, you know, feel good about where you're at. We had a great Thursday practice today, and, you know, our kids have, you know, even though it's well known we've got a bunch of young kids that's playing big roles, you know, probably the most mature team that I've had a chance to coach. I mean, they love to practice. They love, you know, just doing what they do. They love playing with each other. They compliment each other, you know, in terms of, you know, the competition that they bring day in and day out at practice. And so it's really been a good week. I'd be shocked if we don't go up there and play well.
Hey, Coach, Brian Gennard here. You know, you talk about defense of Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. I love your defensive front. Those three get after it harder than I mean, it was fun to watch them play last week, kind of, especially when you're playing a quarterback as athletic as Wetumpka had. Tell us about that front three that you have. And I know you sub a couple other guys in there, but that front three is, they're just fun to watch how they control the defensive line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you know, we got three guys in there that's kind of played in there, you know, most of the time. And there's some other guys that jump in there. Jermaine Paramore is a junior, Antonio Coleman's a sophomore, and Jimmy Bird is a senior, and they've done a good job. And they had their hands full last week, you know, and it was kind of a different kind of game. And I thought Coach West and Coach McDuffie and all our guys on defense put together a really good plan to try to limit some of the big plays that their quarterback, you know, could you know, run on you just with his feet, you know, just when the play broke down. And a lot of times, you know, our defensive linemen, they you know, they come in there, they want to go get that big play, and a lot of times we'd run ourselves out of the play early in the game, and they made some adjustments. They kind of slowed the rush down a little bit and, you know, put some extra eyes and a little spy package in on that quarterback and really, you know, took a very electric guy out of the equation. But it starts with those guys up front. We got some really good linebackers, you know, and secondary guys. Those guys are all young, but they, you know, heck, this is the 12th game of the year. So even a 10th grader, you know, he's a veteran of 12 games and playing good people in Region 1. And, you know, I think one thing that we've talked about with our kids this week, told them Monday, you know, we had 6 road games this year. And, you know, that's tough any year, and especially in our region. We kind of feel like, you know, we're a little bit of a road warrior mentality, and you know, we know to have a chance to make a run in the playoffs, you got to go get a big win or two on the road in November. And I feel like some of the games we've had to go on the road this year is going to give us, you know, an advantage in terms of just preparation and knowing, you know, what that atmosphere is going to be like. And, you know, you think back to some games through the year, and, you know, I think the Theodore game going on the road, even though we came up a point short, you know, is going to be something that our kids can look back on, and we're not going to play in a bigger atmosphere, bigger environment than what we had that night. So I think all that's going to give us a chance to be really prepared going into the challenge that we face tomorrow night. And we're going to need every advantage we can get because they're pretty good.
When are you leaving, Coach? When are you guys headed out of Saraland, headed up that way?
You know, we're going to pull out mid-morning. You know, we're going to pull out mid-morning, and we're going to head up and kind of have base camp at University of West Alabama and go through our pregame routine and walkthroughs and pregame meal and some of those kind of things, and try to get, you know, as close as we can to, you know, our normal routine in it. So our kids coming in the morning, we'll have some meetings and walkthroughs and then get on the bus and go to work. So the day will start pretty early in the morning.
Jeff Kelly, head coach, Saraland, 12th year up there at the Spartans. Coach, but Brian just mentioned a good point about how big this offensive line has created for our good numbers. You've been doing this 12 years at Saraland, head coach other programs before that. Have you ever seen a tandem of what you've got there with the two sophomores, the quarterback K.J. Lacy and wide receiver Ryan Williams? Have you ever had that dynamic of a duo on offense?
You know, those guys are fun to coach, and you can keep going down the list. I mean, you got KJ pulling the trigger there that's just doing all kind of stuff. Ryan is you know, a matchup nightmare. And then you've got Dante McWilliams as a sophomore. You've got C.D. Gill. You've got Brooks Womble. You know, you got Mike Smith that went down with an injury earlier. And our offensive line has been playing well. And so, you know, from a play caller standpoint, it gives you a lot of options, and we got to have all of them ready to go tomorrow. But,
all right.
You know, the thing that, Coach, our defense has improved. I know we got to go.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys having us.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. Good luck. We'll be following, man.